We've got a recorder going, good deal. Today is Friday, January 21, 2025. The time is now 10:02 a.m. We're in regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. The entire court is present today, so I'm going to declare that we do have a quorum. We're going to start the meeting by a prayer led by Commissioner Gene Dolly, followed by the pledges led by Commissioner Dustin Nicholson.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. We're glad and rejoice in it, and we give you all the praise and glory for it. We ask you, dear God, to be with us today in this meeting. We ask you to lead, guide, and help us, dear Lord, to make the decisions that would benefit the citizens of Upshur County and would help us, Lord, to do what is right before your eyes. To please you is our goal, Lord, and to serve you is our desire. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that gave us life eternal by accepting him, believing in him, and serving him. And Lord, we come to you this morning, and as always, we never want to forget our first responders, our military, our law enforcement, the people that serve us, the people that protect us 24/7. They put their lives on the line every day. We ask you, dear God, to protect them, be with them, lead them, guide them, and oh, Father, help them not to be injured, but help them to do their job and to do it well. We pray and ask in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, has anybody signed up for citizens' comment?
No, sir.
Good deal. I mean, y'all can wait till I get to your issues that you're to speak on what's already on the agenda. Good deal in that fashion. Number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, account payable, F, to accept for recording the following documents, if any, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, racial profile report for Constable Precinct 3, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Thank you, Bosa, for stating items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion?
I assume the racial profiling report turned up no problems.
No problem. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number four, hear any updates and discuss and take necessary action concerning the Round 12 Courthouse Grant Renovation Program and employee relocation during the renovation. Justice LeFleur, we on schedule and on time?
Your Honor, Commissioners, if it may please the court, we are currently about 40% complete with the renovation. Right now, down on the first floor, they are still taking old paint off of window seals and getting everything ready to start primering and replacing glass. We're still in that stage. We haven't started putting anything necessarily back together, but we're doing very well on time and budget. Our reimbursement requests are coming in a lot sooner than they did on my project, and we're actually ahead of where we were in my renovation. So everything's looking really well.
You should have had your call.
The what?
You should have had your call.
One thing we need to get done, I was looking around on the website. We need to get pictures of the progress on the inside of that. I already thought that was done. And so I've got some pictures. You probably do. We need to get those to the Gilbert Computer Tech. And then I'm going to volunteer Jay Miller to go over there when he gets a chance. And paint pictures.
So we can upload the pictures from our progress reports through Komatsu Architect. Every time they step in the building, they take progress report pictures. Those go to THC and the construction company for any questions, comments, and then we can just use those and upload them if you'd like.
Well, wouldn't pictures like from a phone be good enough to send to the computer people?
Well, they'll send these, everything's electronic, so it would probably be easier for them just to use those JPEG files that are sent from the architect.
And show more progress, though,
like to say, hey, look at this, the balcony's open, look at what we found behind the bed.
Sure.
That's what I wanted to see, not so much technical, because I'm scared to put too much technical stuff out there for all these plotters and schemers out there in the dark web and stuff.
Well, I'll just ask Mr. Stacy if he can just pick 25 pictures in a month that show stuff like that.
Okay, all right. And any of y'all want to go over there, you can anytime, hard heads, and just check in at the gate, the commissioners.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm about ready to go back over there. I'm probably going to go next week one day if anybody
just wants. Make sure that your presence is known in case they have to shut anything down.
Right.
It's unsafe.
Who hadn't been inside since they started? You've been with me before.
I was there this week.
And I was there with Bob. Been in there before. I think you were there when Bob was there. Mm-hmm. Jay needs to go.
I've been meeting labor.
Y'all been. I want that more visible. I'm not cheering on you, I'm just announcing we'd like to make it more visible. So they're going to send you some pictures, you just give us a tab. Renovation pictures.
I think there's a link on the Upshur County website homepage that says see our progress or something like that. That
yeah,
has
they
the
just
pictures.
Need to be updated. Those uploaded. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get Mr. Stacy to send you some stuff probably while we're finishing the meeting.
Okay, so let's keep rolling. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Time, discuss and take action, voting a resolution of support in favor of naming the Lake Gilmer Bridge on FM 855.
Can I just a second? I thought we were going to talk about, my agenda item was to talk about assignments for offices.
Closed session.
I'd like it open.
Okay. All right.
We can move on to the end. That's fine and get through everything else, but I'd rather be in public about where we're assigning.
Well, I mean, anything we vote on, but that's your pleasure. I marked it for closed.
Okay. Well,
under discuss the relocation of officers and employees back to the courthouse after the renovation.
Yeah. I'd still like to be open about it.
Okay.
I mean, you can move it to the end.
Okay.
It'll probably take some time.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine with the exception of we can't discuss any security stuff openly.
If we need to, we can go in close, talk about security, but the other, I'd like to.
Sure.
Okay. Number five, discuss and take action voting on a resolution of support in favor of naming the Lake Gilmer Bridge on FM 852, the Petty Officer Billy Mason Bridge. Mr. Dean.
Thank you, Judge Steph Teller and Court. Received a phone call from Senator Brian Hughes' office last week, and they said they would like to consider renaming the bridge 852 across Lake Gilmer in honor of Navy SEAL Billy Matchin. They're ready to enter Senate bill and House bill proclaiming that to happen, and then it would go through TxDOT to get it done. So I've asked for you all to consider and pass a resolution in favor of that, and then if we can do that, then we'll move forward with the legislature. And also, I just left this replica of the memorial that we put up back in October. Leave it here for a few days so y'all can have a chance to look at it.
Thank you.
I think where we're at, the state officials the senator says, hey, that's great, we need to get bills on file, if y'all want to name the bridge, give us a resolution, the commissioner's court would like to do that, so that's why it got sprung up when it did. Y'all are already familiar with this Memorial Park up there. It's in your precinct, so you get the first say.
Right next door to my house.
Sir?
It's right next door to my house. I motion to approve.
Okay. Motion and a second that we approve a resolution in support of naming the 852 bridge, the Billy Mansion Memorial Bridge. Or actually, Petty Officer Billy Mansion Bridge. And I think that would help people inquire who was Billy Mansion, and that way you help remember the sacrifices people made. Okay, those in favor of the resolution, is there any further discussion? Those in favor? Motion passes five oh. Steve, I'll get this out at 2 years pronto. Hope you vote. All right. Six, discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording the internal audit report for the Upshur County Jail Commissary for fiscal year 2024. Ms. Williams, we need to be instructed on anything?
No, sir, I'll just point out real quickly the highlights of it, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So basically every year we do an internal audit of the inmate commissary and submit it to the jail standards board. It's a requirement. The average daily inmate count is hovering in the upper 130s and have been, with the exception of a couple of years, for about the past 5 years. But the important thing is they took in revenue $244,000, and that revenue is generated from sales to the inmates for various items. Of that, they had a little bit, they had some in surplus. They actually spent $264,000 on things like facilities improvement, services, safety training, inmate health, inmate recognition. So I wanted to say actually thank you to the sheriff for sharing that much of the revenue and distribute. I mean, there are requirements on what you can spend it on, but the important part is he's turning it around. He's actually taking it in and spending it. And a lot of those things the county would have to fund if it weren't funded by the inmate welfare account. And the rest of the audit went well. There was one minor issue with the check numbers not agreeing in the system and what was printed on the checks, and we resolved that with the help of Keith. So.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
I make a motion that we approve the internal audit report for the Upshur County Jail Commission.
Second.
Motion and second that we approve and accept for recording the internal audit report for the Upshur County Jail Commissary for fiscal year 2024. Any further discussion?
Now, you said the revenue generated was $244,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number seven. I'm glad we have with us today Judge Anthony Berg. And I'm glad to see you and Constable Thompson here on your feet.
Yes.
And I want to pay him a compliment. I'm going to share a brief comment. I told you this before. One time when I was a young lawyer, I was representing somebody whose name we won't reveal. And Anthony called me and said, forget about the law. He goes, I always took you for a respectable attorney. And you know what? That was a compliment and a chastisement. And it was more of a compliment. It was really more of a compliment. You know, I kind of looked up to you, Judge. Because you was right. And it was kind of like, you don't want to get on the slope, you know. So, you know, we need to recognize how many years Judge Betterton has put in to serve in this county.
Yes.
years and years. He served as a deputy sheriff, as the sheriff, as the judge. I take appeals from the JP courts. I haven't had to reverse Anthony Betterton yet. Well, that's saying something for a layman.
Just can't you take that now?
Well, in his health is where it needs to be. And so I just wanted to say that before we read off the next item. 7, discuss and take action to approve the Honorable Retired Sheriff Anthony Betterton and also the Honorable Judge Anthony Betterton to purchase his service firearm at fair market value for $300.
I make the motion.
Second.
Third. Fourth.
Those in favor indicate. Motion passes 5-0.
All right, last commissioner's court, he told me that he wanted to purchase his service weapon, which is allowed underneath the Texas code. And I said, sure. I said, I'll track it down, see if I can find it. So we did.
Did somebody else have it?
Huh? Yeah, somebody else had it. That's okay. That's okay. I hope he doesn't get mad at me for it because it's not in its original form. But I went to my friend over at 903 Tactical, George Gubler, and had him mark some stuff up on it. So I hope you're happy with it. But we went ahead and did it. So what you're going to get is this is the last qualification. I don't know if you still do that now, but we'll say that you can. With the serial number and everything on it. You're going to get the 3 magazines that come with it. And let me clear it. So it's cleared. I took it over there. They serviced it. They looked at it, made sure everything's good on it. What it does has the Upshur County Sheriff's Office on here. It has your service time from 1983 to 2016. And has the sheriff's date that you were sheriff from 2000 to 2016. With your initials AB on the butt plate, and it's yours.
All right.
You'd also get the. Make sure it's not loaded.
No, we don't need to give him another badge.
Hey, you do need to buy me one, man. Thank you. Now, if I'd have got that whenever I had 4 years, then I wouldn't have had it wrong.
Oh, that's for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let the record reflect that Judge Betterton is at a loss for words. That is a monumental.
Well, he still owes it, though.
Yeah.
Robert Parker once said, if you've got nothing to say, try not to say it. So we sure appreciate you. I mean,
thank you.
You've been a part of the county ever since we got out of school. Okay, number 8, discuss and take action to approve the sale of the following vehicles at auction. A 2007 Dodge Charger, a 2013 Dodge Charger, a second 2007 Dodge Charger, and a 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe. Sheriff, you need to tell us anything?
No, they're just being rotated out of service and they're going to go to auction once approved.
They're all from your department?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion in 2 seconds that we approve the sale of said vehicles at auction. Two 2007 Dodge Chargers, a 2013 Dodge Charger, and a 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes five oh. Now, discuss and take action to approve the purchase of a commercial shredder producing the destruction of jail arrests and medical files after scanning out of the record, after scanning, and to pay for it out of records management funds for $3,200. I've been told we need this to destroy these records, but other than that.
Yes, basically, because if we have somebody come here and shred them for us, it's going to be pretty expensive. If we, the way that we're trying to do it is to save the money. So the commercial shredder on our own would save us a lot of money than having somebody come over here and actually pick up our documents and shred them. So.
And if I understand, you got quite a few.
We have a lot of documents, yes.
A lot.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Motion and a second, we approve the purchase of a commercial shredder for $3,200 to be paid for out of records management fund. Any further discussion?
Is the shredding required by law or just something to keep taking up so much space?
By the law, you got personal information on it.
HIPAA law.
Personal information on it.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes five oh. Discuss and take action to approve and execute the participation agreement with Allpaid for the jail to use as service providers for cash bonds. Last time we approved that new Jimmy stuff for the wireless bail bonds. And so now they've got their saying, okay, the people we use to do what we need to do, we have to sign up with Allpaid. So I just always run stuff in front of you before I sign it most times. I don't think it's any cost or expense. This enables the internet system.
Yes, sir.
This house people.
Yeah, and basically it's the company that the e-bonds uses for the cash.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion and a second that we tell the county judge to sign the Allpaid participation agreement. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes five oh. 11, discuss and take action to approve the certification of additional revenue from the sale of scrap metal at Roden Bridge.
This is a
$1,558.50.
Yes. I make a motion that we approve the certification of the additional revenue for the sale of scrap metal from Roden Bridge.
Second.
Motion and a second, we approve the additional revenue and certify it for $1,558.50 from Roden Bridge. Any further discussion on that? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes five oh. 12, here from Roden Bridge Administrator with an update of county roads in each precinct. Is Phil here?
He's not. Phil called me and said he'd be out because Lisa and Amanda are out there, out from Roden Bridge, and he wanted me to relate that the fuel tank should be here February the 10th, and he is making adjustment for the fuel levels.
I sent y'all a do not reply email to keep you informed. We've got a situation where to correct a water drainage problem, we're really going to booger up some people's nice yards. And then, so it's not an emergency, but I'm trying to go slow. It's in precinct one. And I'm trying to go slow. I'm trying to research what we can do and can't do. I've done research on it. One of the commissioners has, and we wrote Jim Allison to ask him It's just a mess when people have a house, but then you tie all more private utilities behind that, and then we pull the ditches and break through all that. So it's just complicated. So I remember back in Kelsey in the 70s, my dad wanted natural gas at the dairy barn. Architect said, that's fine, but you got to pay to hook onto it out of farm to market road, and it's your value all the way a mile to that barn. So what happens if we go pull ditches and break all that stuff? So it's just a lot of questions to answer. That's why you got the email to you guys yesterday. So I'll just interject that. Sometimes it ain't easy being us. So I'm the Dangerfield. I'm Dangerfield and say, hey, it ain't easy being me. Okay. 13, discuss and take action to approve the appointment of Daryl Gregg as a reserve deputy constable for precinct 4, Constable David Thompson.
Judge, I had one quick question. You said February 10th was the date on those tanks getting here, right?
Projected.
Projected.
Okay, thank you. That's good.
Okay, is Greg here?
Yes.
How you doing today?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Constable Thompson?
Yes. So, I've been knowing Daryl for a while, and I just want to have him underneath me, and we're just doing it as a reserve deputy, so I can we can keep up with his hours on his TECO.
I've been knowing Daryl for a long time, and he's a good man, and he can be a great benefit to you. So I would get him trained up and ready to go where he could really help you out, because he can do a good job. He was constable in Gregg County also for what, So he knows about the constable work. He was police department 8 or 10 years there. I know Daryl, he's a good man.
Thank you, sir.
Same thing I've heard. What he just said, said Officer Gregg is okay. All right.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the appointment of Honorable Daryl Gregg as a reserve deputy constable for precinct 4 of Upshur County, Texas. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Mr. Gregg, thank you for coming over today. Where do you live?
In Lakeport.
What county?
Gregg County.
I know. But Officer Gregg from Gregg County.
Yes, sir.
I can tell him you keep giving us trouble, I'm going to bring in Gregg from Gregg County.
There you go.
Thank you, Officer Gregg, for coming.
Absolutely, sir.
David, it's real good to see you today. Yes.
We
can. Thank you for vouching for this matter. Okay, number 14, I've got to read this into the record.
Aren't we staying open?
Well, we can, or we can, we're going to come back and open and may have to vote on some stuff after close. It's your call.
I don't want to, but.
Well, then there's some stuff I have to go into close with y'all about that maybe y'all don't know that's coming anyway.
Okay.
So, I work for y'all.
If you want to get that out of the way first, it doesn't matter. What I'm going to talk about is going to take a while, I think, because I want to know where everybody's going.
Yes.
And I want to vote on it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of rumblings that I'm hearing that I'm not really happy about.
But some of that's got to be enclosed. And then if we take action, we'll vote on it back in the open.
Okay.
But that, Ms. Williams, you help me. What do you suggest? Is leave it either one?
What I've got there, we need to decide where people are going for a lot of reasons, for data ports, et cetera.
Yes.
I've got a floor plan, and they were using a floor plan from 10 years ago, so there are some discrepancies there. I think we've got several rumblings about some minor and some major moves, and we need to nail that down because those are could be very disruptive.
Yes.
If that's true. So I think that, what do you suggest, Lever? Do you suggest going ahead and discussing the offices in open? I know that Jay and Dustin would like
yes.
to do that. So we could do that. I don't know anything that would be confidential there, do you?
Just some of the security matters.
The security we could go into closed session for.
But we could do it before or after. It doesn't matter to me.
So it's going to take a while. So.
Okay, let me just say this. Take this coat off.
But
I hear concerns from over here, and then from over there, and then back here, back there. I just think we need to go into closed session to lay out what it is, which direction we're going to go, rather than us not being able to deliberate a little about where we're going to go in the first place. But I'll do it however y'all want to do it.
I think since there's some security issues involved, we might want to do closed session, then come back out on the other stuff.
And this is going to be the first step in a path. It's going to be closed. And as we proceed, I think we're going to need to invite department heads up here, you know.
But I think, like, what me and Jay want to accomplish today, and so does Connie and Lee Ward and Linda and everybody else, is we got to knock this out today, because they got to do the drops with the e-techs and everything else. We can't just keep this can down the road, because it's going to get what's going to cost us more money.
I'm not kicking it down the road. It's on there.
Oh, I know. When somebody said, like, bring the department heads up here.
Well, I mean, I think there's some stuff I need to know and y'all need to know, and we got to make these decisions one on top of the other. And so your decision at one level is going to affect what we're going to do at level two.
Because, you know, I'm hearing chatter that we're bringing people from down the street, relocating them up here, and we can talk about this real fast and go close. My concern is if we add more occupancies to this courthouse, this is going to take away from parking and everything else from the square. And this is going to directly affect these businesses around the square.
I think if we go in for some of the security talk, I can answer them questions, because I talked to some entities that's called me already this morning, visited with me.
Okay, let's do this. Let's vote on whether or not we're going to go in closed session yet or not. It's not going to offend me.
May I ask Dustin, when you talk about moving people to, are you talking about this building or the old building when it's finished?
This building, the old building, the Justice Center.
Okay.
We need to be very mindful of what we do that affects parking, adding more people to a building, because that's a direct effect. The parking situation we have around the square, which will affect businesses, is all my concern.
I think the major thing that we need to do is decide what departments are going to be in the courthouse.
Yes.
The renovated courthouse.
That's exactly one of the first things I want to decide.
Yeah.
You want to go on closed or stay open? You'll stay open. What do you want to do?
Closed.
Closed. I'm for closed.
Open.
Closed. All right.
Close it is.
But we're going to, in open court, address all of y'all's issues when we come back into open.
Absolutely.
I promise.
Absolutely.
I hold you to it. You hold me to it.
I promise. I would request that Connie and Linda stay in closed session.
Okay. Let me read this and then I'll
pass
it. And for security issues, I mean, also.
When we get to that point. But
number 14, the court will go into closed session under the Texas Open Meetings Act, the Texas Government Code, Chapter 551, as indicated. Specifically, Section 551.072, 551.0725, 551.074, and 551.076. To discuss these following matters in closed session: A, Round 12, Project Administration in reference to the courthouse renovation; B, consideration of Round 12 renovation funding and ARPA grant requirements; C is the big thing we're going to close about, is discussion of relocation of county officers and employees back to the original courthouse after the renovation is completed. So, the time is now 10:36 a.m. We're going to be in closed session, and we're real likely we're going to vote on some stuff when we come back into open session. So we're now in closed session. If y'all would just give us the room